ABC News with Matt Coleman.
Well, we know when you travel overseas, it seems to be getting more and more complex to enter countries now. We covered the fact that going to the US, they could investigate your social media.
And I think that currently is intensifying too in terms of what they might be checking out. We've heard about even third parties who might be contacts in your phone.
Yeah. Going to the UK is going to become could become very complicated, especially if you're a dual citizen. And we're going to cover this with someone who's kind of a bit perturbed by what might happen.
I mean, we know that already as an Australian, if you go in there, it used to be quite simple. Now you have to get a visa.
If you're from Australia and New Zealand and you have a Union Jack on your national flag, you should be just waved through to the UK. You should not have to.
Reciprocal rights.
Exactly. We've got your flag on our flag. Let us through quickly. That's just my point of view.
Well, if you are a dual citizen in particular, things could get a whole lot more complicated if you're travelling within the next few months. So listen up for all that you need to know on that front.
And when you go to certain countries, we know that it's an ever-evolving situation. We've talked about social media in America. We're about to talk about dual citizens in the UK. But a lot of South Australians go to Bali.
Oh, yes.
And they could. I can't believe that a country could request this information from anyone. Mm. But Bali looks like they're going to ask you to present them with some really personal information that will, again, make it very complicated for some Australians to travel to that country. That's all to come next. Or you're going to Bali. There's some potential changes on the way. Max Najar is Director of Axis Travel in Adelaide. Good morning to you, Max. What are these proposed changes in the UK and how will they affect dual?
It will affect dual citizens. Have a passport of the UK or not, you'll need to get one, but there is a way out. It's called a certificate. Entitlement, and the cost is going to be quite horrendous. It starts about the end of February this year, and the certificate of entitlement is about 180 to about 250 Australian dollars. Haven't set the fees yet, so that means, say for example, you are a citizen of the UK and you don't have a passport. You can either apply for a new passport, 260 to 290 Australian dollars, takes 5 to 6 weeks, even longer to get. Or if you say, no, I don't want that, I want to keep my Australian passport, you can still do that, but that means you'll need to get a certificate of entitlement. They haven't set the exact fees in UK pounds yet, so that's what you can do. So in the caller who just made that call, she has the ability to still travel on her Australian passport, but you'll need to get a certificate of entitlement.
But either way, it's going to cost you $150, $200.
Oh, yes.
Okay. How long is that process, do you think, to get this certificate of entitlement?
They've always had a long period of getting a passport for the UK, unfortunately, and at the moment they're envisaging 6 to 8 weeks to get this paperwork out the way. The reason they're doing it at the Parliament in the UK, they wanted, and it did not pass. The new Prime Minister said, I want ID cards for everybody with a QR code. That didn't pass. That was one of his election promises. So this is just sort of an adjunct to that, saying, OK, then if that didn't pass through Parliament, I'm going to streamline or make it easier or make it harder, depends on how you look at it, for people to enter the UK to make sure they're bona fide citizens of the UK.
So this is just an increased way of them keeping track of their citizens.
I say you're making money.
Yeah. I think you're probably right, Matt. But what about in Sophie's case? She hasn't even held a passport before, though. British
I know.
Passport.
And you know what's really interesting, though, Sonia, in the whole thing is that, let's just say in her case or any other cases that you didn't have a passport, you don't want a passport, they're going to have to go through their entire database to find out, hey, Mr. Smith, you just arrived at Heathrow. Did you know that you could have had a British passport and now that you don't have one, you can't come in? I mean, they're going to actually have to go to their primary database to find out who or who cannot or who has a passport.
They're seeming to make it It seems to be complicated to enter a lot of countries now, Max. What are they proposing to do in Bali? Because this has blown my mind.
This is ridiculous. The Bali one saying we don't want, and I'll try to be not verbatim, we don't want people to enter Bali, Indonesia, unless they're of good character. So what they're proposing is a full financial details of a traveller before they enter Bali. It has not passed through Indonesian law yet. That means if you're going to apply for Bali and get a visa, you can get a visa support for 30 days stay maximum. But they're looking at putting another issue on top of that saying, oh, we want your financials. We want to find out whether you're good enough to enter our country. Ridiculous.
What, and you're only good enough if you've got a bank account?
Well, yeah, sounds like it. And let me tell you, forget this bank account. I've been doing this for 48 years. Giving details of your bank account, ANZ bank account, is ridiculous because you can change it on a Tuesday to a Wednesday. Mm. So the whole thing is stupid. So, I mean, it's just a ridiculous way of saying this.
So they want to see, they're proposing, Max, in Indonesia, that they want to see what the balance of your bank account as you enter the country.
As well, we don't know what the full questions that they're doing. It's still proposed, but they're looking at other questions. How do you tell somebody of good character? You know, I mean, that's just crazy stuff. So I understand what they're trying to do, get rid of the hobos and all that stuff who goes to Bali, Indonesia. Understood. It's a fantastic country, beautiful people. But for this, this just, again, I think it's a money-making thing. I don't think it's going to work. I really don't.
Because a lot of people go to Bali, especially when they're 18, they don't have a lot of money.
I mean,
they're buying, you know, bintangs and nasi goreng and staying at $10 motels and things, Max. So,
and they enter the country as you're just going to go there and back. I really don't think the Indonesian tourism minister is going to look at this properly and say, I think it's pretty good, because they're going to lose millions of dollars in revenue. They really are.
You're listening to 891 ABC Radio Adelaide. Sonia and Jules speaking with Max Najjar from Axis Travel in Adelaide. If you're a dual citizen or even travelling to some countries, we're talking about how complicated it's getting to get into some of these countries. Just going back to the UK visa, a couple of questions are coming through the text line. Can I throw them at you, Max?
Of course. Yes,
okay, so Sue, Jane is asking, does that cover everyone born in the UK who is an Australian citizen?
It covers everybody who is a UK resident, or not so much resident, should not say the word resident, born in the UK, yep. That means you, if you're born in the UK, you have the ability to apply for a UK passport, correct?
Yes.
So therefore, they expect you to do so, so they can keep a tab on you, and you'll need to get a visa or, as I said, a certificate of entitlement.
So basically, if you fit the criteria for being a British citizen, you will be subjected to this.
Yep. And as I said to you before, the amount of work involved to go through, I call it a primary database, they're going to get the evidence that you were born there.
Can't you?
They're going to have to question you when you arrive.
Can't you just renounce your citizenship, Max?
Yes. Well, it's called a certificate of entitlement. The answer is yes to that. That's what I would call it, too, renouncing it, saying, okay, look, I was born in London, but I'm not going to get a passport. Bugger that. I'm going to stay with my Australian passport. You get a certificate of entitlement, which is a piece of paper. They stamp it inside your Australian passport with a little piece of paper on the side saying, I'm now entering London, and I am an Australian citizen, although I was born in London, and I just don't want to get a passport. That's going to cost, I think it's $260 to get that.
And Max, can I ask about DNA that some countries are requiring now?
Oh, no, don't ask me about that. Yeah, okay, go
ahead.
Is that
in the state? I mean, we know about social media, but are countries going to require travellers to provide DNA?
Look, it's disgusting, and I just call it disgusting. There's a country overseas that's called the United States of America, and they've got this guy running the country. I can't remember his name now. And what's happening there is that they're actually tidying up at the ESTA. ESTA is basically like Australians are a party to this. It's not so much a visa. It's a visa waiver program. And they're now suggesting the following. They will go back up to 5 years of your social media. They will go back and they want phone numbers, emails, addresses. They can look at your Facebook and Twitter. And the next move has not passed through Congress yet, is that they're considering at their discretion, the immigration officer's discretion, to take a DNA test of you.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, who would have thought we would have been talking about someone flicking through your social media?
Yeah. You know. Where, what year is this, 2026 or 1900s? I'm not quite sure what year it is.
Yeah. Well, Max, thank you.
If you already, someone's asking, what if you already have dual or two physical passports? That will get you through now, but as soon as it's renewed, you will have to get a new.
Yeah, I'll go back and step. Yeah, if you're, again, we're talking about the United Kingdom. If United Kingdom, if you've got an Australian and a British passport, you'll need to travel and enter with the British passport, not the Australian. They won't allow you to have both.
Without the certificate of entitlement.
That is exactly correct. So if you've got both passports, you must make sure that your passport that you enter is a valid UK passport.
Max Najjar, thank you for that update. Director of Access Travel in Adelaide. You think when countries provide, make it more onerous for you to enter them, that fewer people will travel?